Every so often, we ask artists about works of art or entertainment that have changed their lives. Rudrish Manhuthappa plays jazz on alto sax. His album Raw Materials from a few years ago, a duet with the pianist Vijay Iyer, was on lots of best of the decade lists. Rudrish grew up in Boulder, Colorado. In the 1990s, when he was in his early 20s, he went to India on a music tour, his first trip there without his family.
So I was very, very nervous about going to India. I was like, I don't speak my parents' language. I don't speak any Indian languages. I was going to be confronting, oh, you don't speak Kannada? Oh, you're just an American boy. You know, like stuff from my extended family. I was at a point in my life where I was trying to figure out who I am. Am I American? Am I Indian? Am I neither? Am I both?
Which sounds a little confusing and stressful, but he went, and during his trip, he found himself in Bangalore in South India at an all-night concert, 8 p.m. to sunrise, by the classical singer Parveen Sultana.
I never heard anything quite as captivating since having first heard Charlie Parker or John Coltrane. I just couldn't believe her command of rhythm and her command of melody and her charisma. And there's something about the way she's singing this repetitive melody, and then she just improvises a little bit in between phrases. And it all just sounds so complete, and it sounds so effortless. God, I just love that. she's so awesome. I realized that I was as captivated by Indian music as I was jazz. And I felt it burn inside me the way that the music that I was already playing burned inside me. That kind of driving force, that propulsion is something that I want to feel all the time. Not only playing music, that's just something I want to feel in my body, in the way I conduct myself. It's almost like this track on many levels is kind of like a template for life for me, even though I don't understand the lyrics. It was the kind of the start of a longer journey of how to engage my ancestry on my own terms. Somebody sang to me, you know, somebody sang me a missing link. Somebody sang me like a large piece of a puzzle that I needed to kind of, you know, complete a picture to figure out who I am in this world.
We'd like to hear from you if some work of art really changed the way you see the world. Let us know at studio360.org and we may give you a call. Our story today was produced by Michael Rayfield.